Hello, friends and folks, and welcome to another episode of The Garnet Wager. You're probably second most popular English genius podcast, probably.
Third.
I'm Six Detmar. Third? Wait, third? Wait, you can't talk yet. That's the cardinal rule of podcasting. You can't talk until you've been introduced.
You don't exist until you've been announced. Shit.
Okay, this is terrible. You're all bad at this. I'm Six Detmar.
I'm Alan Ibrahim. I'm the co-host.
It's your turn.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was meant to be. I thought it didn't exist until you mentioned me.
Okay. And introducing our special guest and co-host for this episode, it's a friend of the podcast, Reese.
Annyeong. Hi. I'm friend of the podcast, even though I disagree with a lot of what you say.
No, that's fine. You know what? You're our producer, and part of producing, or at least on this episode, you're our producer. And part of being a producer is offering a valuable different perspective, like thinking that Jinho's cool when he's not.
Oi.
Oi.
Just trying to start a fight here.
He says with the Jinho Discord avatar.
Oh yeah, my avatar is Jinho. Like, I call this pick Attitude Jinho, because he's just like glaring at someone with a pen in his mouth.
Yeah. Do you know what season that's from?
Yeah. I know what episode it's from.
Oh. I'm sorry for asking. My bad, shit.
I mean, why wouldn't I know?
I keep forgetting you're the wizard. Yes, that's true. You're the genius wizard.
You have to remember that Alan has sometimes some memory problems.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give you some leeway here. It's fine.
I mean, you forgot one of the most iconic episodes moments in the show.
Reese, can we ask questions? Are we allowed to like talk to our guests before we get into our thing?
Sure, let's be a little social.
Sure.
I'm
not very social, but
no, none of us are. No, God. How did you discover the genius? What got you into the genius?
Oh, I was watching like a video. Do you know Rooster Teeth?
I do.
Bernie from Rooster Teeth was filming like a vlog with Freddie W.
And, Freddie Wong. Yeah,
Freddie Wong, yeah. And Freddie was like just talking about the genius and was talking about how awesome it was and describing the game, and I just came across it and it was like it had like 8,000 views. So it was like one of the very few people who'd see it. And it just clicked with me and I was like, "Oh, that sounds absolutely sick." And so I just watched it and I binged like the first season over a few weeks in late December.
Oh man. And now you're out there running Genius or are you involved in the Genius orgs that I've heard so much about?
Yeah. I'm a co-host for one. And I'm also making like a society game one.
Oh hell yeah. Oh yeah, I remember I did read a little bit about that one. That seems like a lot to take on. I mean, you're obviously a fan and it seems like Jinho is your number one, your fave. And do you listen to our podcast? In general, do you like our podcast, even though you have problems with our opinions? Like, what's your take on our show so far?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy listening to, like, other opinions, even though it can be frustrating. Mm-hmm. Like, overall, it's quite an enjoyable experience to see, like, other perspectives. There's not too much to say.
You got to know that, like, I mean, in general, I feel like Reese has been a very useful resource as far as like helping me figure things out, except for when it comes to Songmin, when you're useless.
I probably am a little bit biased when it comes to Songmin.
Maybe a little bit. I hope that bias doesn't come through in the games we're going to be playing today.
Mm. What are we
Question
playing
one,
today,
who sucks the most?
Wow.
Well,
question one,
it.
who's going to win everything at the end of the day?
So I believe we'll be playing two games. Reese, I'll leave them to you to introduce them, since technically you built them.
Wait, which one are we going to do first?
I think we'll do the casting one first.
Sweet. Alright. So for the first game, I have made a list of players that could be in Season 3. Of the genius, except not all of them are real. So there are some very fake players in here.
And season three of The Genius is the first one to have open casting. So, like, the fact that they're not celebrities is not necessarily going to give anything away.
Yes, important point. There are some people who applied, like, online and got in through interviews and stuff like that. Hmm. So they could be completely off the streets, not known at all by the general public. And let's see. Yes, this is the right one. Just checking the presentation.
The only thing I know about The Genius Season 3 is that its subtitle is Black Garnet. Which is, it's the dark middle chapter of The Genius, I guess.
You thought Season 2 wasn't dark?
Season 2 took everything from me, are you kidding me?
Season 2 is known as, like, the worst season.
Really?
Yeah, because of the ID incident.
Yeah.
Which, the Doohy stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, I was curious, I was going to ask you also, like, does the community agree that the fact that, like, the DM, I don't know, what's the thing that we generally don't like about this season? I feel like the DMs I've been very hit or miss on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
Most people think it's too social.
Too social? Yeah.
Yeah, like, most of the DMs, they don't act, it's not actually, like, a fight between the two people.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yes, I've straight up mentioned that before on the show. It's just like, yeah. If you have the right alliances or you have the right person to help you kind of cheese it, you've won. Congratulations.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
For a lot of the games. Especially when you're about to go 1v5 and then the producers bring in six of your friends.
Right. And then guess how that's going to go. Yeah. So.
Yeah, surprise, surprise.
What's the rules for this game?
Okay, I was asked to make the resources. I don't know about the exact rules.
Well, okay, so I can tell you part of it, and part of it I'll have to ask you. So basically, this is a list of contestants, some fake, some real. We have 10 garnets. How many of these are real, Reese?
You want me to tell you?
Yes, I think we need to know.
There are 18 people here. 5 of them are fake, 13 are the real.
Wow, that's a... Okay.
It's a lot of real. I mean, that's the full cast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean... Also, I didn't want to, like, exclude anyone.
I just scrolled to the bottom and I found a special guest that I really hope is on this season.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't look yet. Six.
Okay, I won't look. I'm sorry.
Oh, I've already seen. It's fine. So, what we're going to do is we are going to pick... are 13. But we're actually, I guess we'll not pick 13 because we only have 10 garnets. We will pick 10. We are staking a garnet on every guess. If you're right, you gain a garnet for a correct guess. If you're wrong, you lose a garnet, obviously, for being wrong.
Word.
So, Reese, if you would be so good as to read, if possible, I'd like to make this, this wonderful resource you've made available to the listeners at home. But generally, let's just read some names. And then we'll go ahead and make our lists.
So the first cast member here is Ha Eun-ju, an actress and a member of Mensa International with an IQ of 156. Alright. Next is Kim Yoo-hyun, who is an English lecturer and former pro poker player, also friends with Im Yo-hwan. Next is Kang Yong-suk, a lawyer from Harvard Law School, and he has made various appearances on shows due to his experiences. Next is Oh Hyun-min. He's a math major and co-winner of KAIST. KAIST. KAIST's version of The Genius. Next is Kim Kyung-hoon, who's a grad student from Seoul University. He studied abroad, and is a huge fan of The Genius. Next is Jang Dong-min. He is a comedian with 10 years of experience, and he's very good at crafting offhand, unexpected jokes. Next is Choi Ji-won, who is third-year post-ec student. Post-ec is... I've got it written here, but it's a bit like Harvard, but specifically for science... technology and engineering. Next is Shin Ah Young, who is a sports announcer, a Harvard graduate, the daughter of the Financial Services Commission chairman. And it's not mentioned here, actually. I think I forgot to put it. But she is quadlingual. Like, she can speak four different languages.
Wow, cool. Ooh.
Yeah. Next is Lee Jong-bum, who is a webtoon writer, like a good old Pung.
Yeah.
And he's a psych major. And he uses his knowledge of the human psych in his work, which is popular enough that it's been adapted into quite a popular TV show.
Hmm.
Next is Yu Su-jin. She is a financial planner of the elites and is one of the most requested investment lecturer from countless corporations and schools.
Oh.
Next is Oliver Jang. He is a model. He is bilingual. And he is a graduate from Johns Hopkins University. Kim Jong-hoon is next. He is a singer-toned actor, and he won a Japanese math quiz show 2 years in a row. Next is Nam Hui Jong. Familiar face, huh? Christ graduate and a genius level IQ of 173.
Mm-hmm. This picture cursed me last season, but that's fine. I understand.
Yeah, you got led into him.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Lee Jun Suk. He is a politician and Harvard graduate looking to redeem himself due to his swift exit in season one.
Oh.
Next is Quan Jury. She is a beauty pageant semi-finalist and now dealer, and is in the same agency as the main dealer, Dealer Hong, from the show.
Oh, shit.
Next is Honey. She is a member of the girl group EXID, has a reported IQ of 145, she can speak three languages, and scored above 90% in the TOIEC. Not too sure how to exactly pronounce that, but that's what it is. Which is the official like literacy exam for non-English countries, after studying for it for 2 months.
There's one thing you forgot to mention. Great hair.
Yeah,
oh,
very
yeah.
good hair.
Very attractive. next is Choi Yun-sung. He is an Oriental doctor, which is probably a foreign like concept, both in like... How did you get this? It's like acupuncture, herbal medicine, that kind of doctor.
I see.
Yeah, well, I wasn't trying to be racist.
No.
That's the actual title.
Sure. Yeah.
And he was ended up in the top 0.03% of the 2003 SATs, or the SAT equivalent in Korea.
Huh.
And last, we have Six Detmar. For his description, I don't know how this got here, but it says, now, this one might be a gimme.
Now, I know we weren't going to talk about stats, but I do feel like my social game is probably pretty good.
Yeah, I think your true skill comes in at the last stat.
My Sangmin fanboyism is very strong, it's true.
Yes.
It might be second to Alan's, I'm not sure.
Hey, now.
Might be, yeah. By the way, you probably won't get this, but for each of the players, I had like the Korean like translation of their name underneath it.
I was curious about mine. Yeah.
Yeah, it says idiot.
Yeah, sure, that's fair. I'll take it.
I'm gonna allow that.
Yeah, for the Korean viewers, it's Mong Chongi, which is what Sangmin calls Jinho when he steals his garnet.
Alan Sungi, yeah, wow, look at that. That's you.
That's a good poll. You know, I appreciate it. And also, you know what? That just means that people are going to be going into this season with really low expectations. I'm going to be under the radar play, and you know, it's going to be devastating. I'm going to be the next Jung Hyun. Going to go all the way because no one's going to take me seriously. Except for Jung Hyun didn't go all the way. Rest in peace.
Okay, let's
rest in peace.
Oh, let's chomp right into this.
Okay, well, my list is done, and I am sending it privately to Reese now.
Cool.
Okay, now what are the real answers?
Ha Yeonju, is in the cast. Okay. So Hao Yeonju is correct.
Okay, neither of us got that one.
Yeah. Kim Yoo Hyun? Wait, no.
Oh, wait, no, Alan got that one. My bad. Okay.
Yeah. Nani. Okay. Kim Yoo Hyun, which no one said, is in the cast.
Cool.
Yeah, so he's there.
You tricked me with that photo. That photo is clearly taken from a different source, and so I was like, if this boy was on The Genius, you'd have an official-looking photo.
That's. I mean, you'd be, most every time of I try to Google something about the people on the show, I'm always surprised how little there is, like, Googleable on them.
Hmm. Yeah, I tried to refrain from getting pictures from the show.
Right.
That makes sense.
Like, for that reason. Kang Yong-suk? He is in the cast. Which is someone...
Both of us got that one. Yeah,
you both got that one. Now there's Oh Hyun-min. He is in the cast.
Yes! Yes! I'm gonna love him!
Alan's winning so far.
Good, good.
Alright, now Kim Kyung-hoon. He is in the cast.
Oh, fuck.
Is it just that you did 13 that were in the cast and then there's gonna be...
Just like the last five.
I'm gonna be honest, that was part of my logic for picking them, was like, I'll primarily pick people from the beginning, because that seems right.
I did, just so you know, I did the five fake ones at the end, but then just like randomized them all.
Yeah, except for the very last one. Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah. Chang Dongmin? A yes.
Yeah. That one I kind of knew just through cultural osmosis, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's quite well known as being, like, very energetic and stuff, mm-hmm. and a very lively personality.
Which one?
Dongmin.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Choi Ji-won is not in the cast. Shin Ah-young is in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
6-4.
Lee Jong-bum is in the cast.
Ooh, he's gonna be fun. I can already tell. Psyche boy.
I mean, Pung was presented to be fun, but
that was in theory true. That's a good point.
He wasn't that much fun.
Yep, accurate.
I liked him, but yeah. Yoo Soo-jin is in the cast.
Yes.
Oliver Jang, not in the cast.
This looks like some fucking dude's MySpace photo. I knew Oliver Jang could not be in the cast.
I really wanted him to be in.
I want him to be in as well. He's a model. He's actually cool. Kim Jong-hoon is in the cast. Nam Hui-jong is in the cast.
Yeah, we both knew about that one, unfortunately.
Lee Jun-suk, not in the cast.
Yeah, he's busy doing politics.
That was like a while after this.
Oh, was he doing politics after this?
Like, around, it was only like this year or so that he was running for office.
What? Why did I think he was a politician from, like, minute one?
Well, he was, but, like, he's not very involved in politics, like, at the moment.
I see.
At the moment of, like, this season and stuff.
Mm. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Kwon Juri is in the cast. Yeah. Honey? Not in the cast. No.
Too good for this world.
No, yeah, it seemed too good to be true.
Yeah. I mean, those stats are real. But, like, no, she wasn't casted, unfortunately. Okay. Choi Yun-sung, yes, was in the cast. And Six Detmar, no. Unfortunately not.
So we have ourselves what I would refer to as a nail-biter, a photo finish, because our ending scores are 10-9 in Alan's favor.
It's lit, motherfucker! That's awesome.
So that means Alan is going to get 20 garnets...
Delicious.
Because you win back your successful bets there. And then I'm going...
Alan got one wrong.
Well, which one?
JG won.
Oh, you're right. I messed that up. So, wait, it's 9-9? No. Nine?
Yeah. Oh,
no. Well, we're just going to have to eat each other.
Okay.
See who comes out first.
Well, I guess that means we both have a score of 17 garnets right now.
Wow, I love it. Thanks, I hate it. I'm supposed to win the season.
Okay. Now, for the upcoming quiz, on the Genius and Genius Trivia. How many questions is it?
I had 10, but I'm changing it to 9 because I realized that one of the questions was answered in that player bio.
Okay.
Just then.
Okay. All right. Well, then how about if you want to submit an answer, you're submitting a Garnet along with your answer.
Okay.
Okay. Take it away if you would, Reese.
All right, sure. So, first question?
Yeah.
All right. This one's a bit of a gimme. All right. Each season has a small subtitle. What are the subtitles for the first 2 seasons?
Wait, no, I know it. Yeah. This is devilishly designed to fuck with me because I have a bad memory.
I mean, what questions on here aren't going to be memory-based?
Right.
Like, should I, like, confirm the answers right now?
I said season 1, Rules of the Game, season 2, Rule Breaker.
I said season 1 was a Rules of a Game, season 2 is a Rule Breaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'll just announce when both of you have submitted your answers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, second one. Who was the first person to win 2 death matches?
Oh.
Do I have to get the full name?
I'll accept. Yeah, I'll just accept the first name.
Okay.
The non-surname, because it's weird in...
Yeah, fair enough.
Korea.
What was it? this sucks.
You can not answer if you think you don't know it.
Oh, can I delete that answer?
No, or you already submitted it. You submitted it. It's too late.
I submitted. That's fair.
Why?
Why what?
What is that answer?
Well, I'm talking about this person. I'm talking about this person.
Yeah, I know you're talking about him, but why? Why
because
would you
I
say that
answer?
Because I
don't know, Reese, because I just don't know.
Okay, the answer was Yoram.
Yeah.
Alan, yeah. Do you want to say what your answer was?
No, I don't want to say what my answer was, Reese.
Alan, the listeners have a right to know.
I said Kim Gura.
Okay, well that means Alan down to 9 and 6 up to 11, because I was right.
I don't get why you thought that, though. He's never won a single deathmatch.
Is that true? It's been like 7 years since I've watched season 1. It's fine. Anyway, next question.
Okay. This isn't something that happened on The Genius, but it's been mentioned quite a few times.
Alright, this is my shit.
How many bunker rushes did Yo-1 use when he faced Jin-Ho?
You're just writing these for 6. This sucks.
No, I'm going to answer. I don't know that I'm right. I should probably pass on this one, but I'm not going to. I'm going to do the high stakes play.
No, I'm going to pass on this one.
Okay. The answer was 3.
Damn it.
So 6 was wrong.
I said 2. Okay. Well, that makes us Alan 9 6 10.
All right. So now, question 4.
Mm-hmm.
Which 2 cast members went on a blind date on television?
Sorry. Excuse me for dying live on
the podcast.
I can't
fucking focus with your shit going on, my friend.
That's the point. it's in the doc that you
Ultimate
put for
strikes.
Season 2. It's in there.
Yeah, it is. But you can't check. That's not fair.
I can see. What was it? I have a resource. I have a cheesy resource that's not considered cheating. Bam. Nailed it. That's my answer. I'm right.
Okay, what was your answer, Alan?
My answer was Hong Chul and Yu Young.
So close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hong Chul and Yun Sun.
Yeah, it was between those two.
Yeah. You got how many letters? You got 11 letters, right?
that's how this works.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, so Alan 8.
Yeah, so you get 11. Yeah, you get 11 out of 15 points now. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Man. I wish I knew how this worked. Damn it.
Okay. This is where they start getting a little harder. Okay. which player's name was the last to be introduced to the viewers in the opening sequence of season one? So the sequence of season one where they go through the spiel of, you know, ugly victories.
Yeah.
Beautiful defeats. And then it cuts into the show.
I'm going to have to pass on that one. I know who was first.
Yeah. I also know who was first. Fuck. I don't want to pass on this because it's like right there on the tip of my you know.
Frontal lobe.
Yeah, my tip of my frontal lobe. No, I'm passing on that.
I was going to say the tip of my fork.
I didn't even know if that was correct.
I'm going to be so mad when you tell me.
The answer is Unji.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have gotten that. That's fine.
Yeah, I would have never gotten that.
All right. Reviewing these questions, I think there's going to be one more that you just won't be able to get.
Okay.
No,
that's healthy. That's healthy.
It's,
you know what?
Tough.
Fine.
Sometimes questions need to be spent just to keep our egos in check, because right now we're feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Yeah, gotta brave it down. Okay. Six.
Yes?
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. Alright. What number did G1 insist on having during seed exchange, and what number did he actually have?
What? Dog.
Damn it.
What? No.
Tip of my fork, right there.
Tip of my pizza.
Ah, I don't want to pass, but I'm going to have to pass. I should really know this.
Why should you know this? This is like ephemera.
Hi, have we met?
I know every fighting game piece of lore and every combo ever.
Ask me anything about a stat of a various submachine gun type character from Girls Frontline. I got you.
Oh, boy.
How do you guess question 8?
Yeah, weird.
Good news for me.
This is fucked. What are you? You could have just thrown in a question that like Alan would easily get. Like,
what did you have for breakfast this morning, Alan? Question 7.
Literally, only reason I would know that is because I keep a diet journal. No other reason.
So yeah, how do you spell friend?
Aww.
Okay. The answer was 11 and 10.
Damn it! That's right.
Why did he want 11? I'm so confused.
Because he's a dumb asshole who just wanted to get in the way.
You two, said that like every player in the final four was good.
Listen, we're being polite. Statement. It's fine.
Yeah. I never
I'm
trusted
Australian.
G1.
We're not meant
I
to
said
be polite.
From early on I didn't think G1 was going to make it far. The fact that he did is a fucking fluke.
Yeah, most people agree with that.
Okay, sure. Good.
He's known as the genius, like, genius member of 2 Days, 1 Night.
Nah.
Bullcrap. Yeah. Alright. 7. I reckon you two will get this.
Okay.
Which player was the first to speak on screen while in the set?
Season 1 or season 2?
Yeah.
Ever.
Oh.
So season 1, yeah.
Yeah. Which player was the first one to speak?
Yeah. Like, who was the first piece of
on set.
Dialogue? On set, yeah. So not in the opening.
Yeah, because the opening was, like, everybody opening the boxes and being like, what up? It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, occasionally someone goes, what?
Right.
Or, like, they meant... I'm just checking if that's a question, no. But, like when they mention ugly victories, Sangman just goes, ah. Oh.
I mean, I have to remember if I know their names, because I can, like,
count.
See the scene in my head right now. It's a fucking... This is my curse, is that I don't remember anyone's name from season 1. Fucking...
I think you remember his.
Oh.
That's a hint. That's a hint again. It's his.
Oh, well then, yeah, I know who it is.
I said Gura?
Yep. You're both correct.
Okay. I was not confident.
I was confident. Because he was the one who was like, oh, we're all here. We're hanging out. We're starting now.
Well, he was like... The setup for this isn't very natural.
Yeah, right. See, I have a selective memory, I'm telling you.
All right.
Moments and feelings, I tell ya.
Okay, 8 is... Yeah. 8's pretty tough.
Okay.
Okay. All right, you've heard a lot of Korean phrases.
Oh, dear.
Like terms.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, Sunday. You know, Sunday, Nuna, Hyung, all those. There's one which was introduced extremely early in the series called Amchina.
Oh, God.
Junsuk was described as this. What does this word mean?
It's like...
Don't say it out loud. Come on.
It's like complicated. All right, I'm going to write a lot of stuff right now.
I sent my answer. I'm not sure. I mean, that's a thing that comes up. I'm just not sure if that's... I mean, I'm guessing by your laugh that I'm wrong, but...
Should I go for who's closer?
No, if neither of us got it, neither of us got it.
No, I'd like points.
Shut up, Alan.
Someone's sort of in the ballpark.
Hey.
Okay, well, my answer was lookalike, because I remember there being a plot point where Jin-ho was like, I want to eliminate Jun-seok because he's my lookalike.
Lookalike, right.
Other way around, but yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like, Jun-seok Joyce said he's trying to get rid of his lookalike.
It's like a thing I remember, like, because I remember Googling this. Whenever they, like, call somebody something, I tend to Google it. So this is actually a good question for me. But I remember it was, like, vague. It was, like, someone who's really good, like, an ideal person, but, like, someone's kid who they, like, show off to people, like, like, the perfect son kind of thing.
Yeah. That's just about... Okay. That's just pretty much hit the mark right there.
Okay.
It's, a friend that your mother always compares you to.
Yeah.
As, like, a role model.
Your cousin went to Harvard. Yes.
Your cousin went to Keist, yeah.
To Keist? Yeah. Well, no, some people this show went to Harvard.
That's true.
Or Seoul University. Some people hacked the shit out of Seoul University.
And some people make cartoons.
Like it was nobody's business. Alright. Question 9. Last question.
Alright.
This is a... I'm worried you're not going to get this, but
so I need to get this right, and Six needs to pass so that we can tie, and then just the world shatters. That'll be good.
Alright. So, this is something you've seen, like, at the start of every episode.
Uh-huh.
Who made the subtitles for The Genius?
Oh! Does the spelling have to be exactly right?
Not exactly.
Okay,
but
it's like...
Because it's pretty.
It's like fucking... I'm gonna write. Bam.
I'll accept a few spelling errors, don't worry.
Okay. I'm in. I'm all in, baby. That's an easy one. I constantly... Because I pause at the beginning of episodes. And did you send your answer, Six?
I did.
Yep.
So I'm always... I pause at the beginning, and I'm just like, oh, subtitles by Bum Diddly Umptious. I fucking know that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Bum Diddly Umptious.
Okay, well, that's another... That that's a tie, then. So that means Alan has 11, Six has 12. At the end of this set of challenges, these will be converted into fantasy points and be used to determine the winner of Season 2 fantasy points. Hey, it's going to be me. It's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
Sorry, that's an American thing. We had this band over here. They weren't very good.
Wow. Boy band. Wow. Yeah, I don't I've like heard. This slander. I just found out that Bumbadiddlyumptious has a Twitter account. Now I'm really happy.
That's great. Yeah, like, kudos. Really, really appreciate. You know what, Reese?
Honestly,
since
we
you're
couldn't
here,
do this without you.
Right, Reese. Since you're also part of the translation subtitling community, thank you for your efforts. We are grateful.
No problemo.
And thank you for hosting on our little set of challenges here.
My pleasure.
Is there anything you would like to promote? Because this is like the end of this segment, and we're going to cut, and then we're going to come back, and there'll be more stuff. But like, is there anything you want to promote? Because you get free publicity for being on the show.
I would promote Society Game Season 2, which I was a part of the team that actually like subtitled it. If you haven't seen that, go watch that. That's an amazing show. Although, don't watch it before you finish watching The Genius, because there are some spoilers.
Oh, shit. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I was gonna promote Jin-ho, but I was worried you'd just cut me off.
Listen,
like as I was saying, it's and not, just cut straight
I,
into
I
the
I put him on my
episode.
Team first, my friend. He was the first person on my fantasy team. No, he was the second. I'm sorry.
No, he wasn't.
He was the second. You're right.
Yeah, it was the second.
Yeah, don't underestimate Reese's
second,
memory.
Second for Kong. Yeah.
God. Okay.
I didn't pick Jinho second because I was hoping we could create a situation where neither of us would touch it because it's like the knife in the middle of the table that neither of us want to pick up.
And then I was like, ooh, knife!
nothing but respect for Jinho.
Remember when you two said, like, in episode 4, that Junghyun 100% wasn't going to make it to the final 3?
And we said it would be a sick miracle if he did?
I'm still convinced I'm right. I don't think that was really him.
Yeah, nope.
You think it was, like, his twin brother or something that was actually, like, a gangster?
Exactly. There we go. His biker friend. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on. Thank you for running this, and thank you for all the work you do, like helping us prepare for new seasons with player profiles. It's really been really really helpful, and I don't think the show would be nearly as good as it is without your help.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You're my Kong.
What? The bean?
Yeah, you're my little bean friend.
Cut to like the little clip of Jinho being like, they call me that because they're making fun of me.
Yeah,
it's ironic, Sax. God,
don't you listen to the post roll? It comes up in every single post roll.
Does it really? I listen to it sometimes. Yeah.
Every time the post roll for Garnet Wager is like explaining the Kong thing.
Oh yeah, in our thing, yeah, post credits thing.
Yeah.
It means, I specifically the clip of me going, like, it means bean, but it's also, like, small person, and then I get cut off mid-sentence. It's very good.
Yeah. I mean, you say I'm your number one, but, like, Jinho is, like, meant to be second place and stuff, so it doesn't work 100%.
Well, it's okay. Let's say that your pursuit of Jinho and his ways is slightly flawed because you ended up number one in this instance.
I'll take that. I'll be proud of that assessment.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks so much, everybody. We'll be back after the break.
Whoosh.
The Garnet Wager is a show where two players compete in a fantasy-style competition while watching episodes of The Genius. Players accumulate points based on the actions of their chosen fantasy contestants in the game show, and these points are tracked over the course of the season. The player that wins in fantasy points for that episode wins the episode and can assign media homework for that episode. The loser must report back on that media at the end of the episode. This competition is not just for the hosts. Rules are made available to anyone who wants to play as you listen along with us. Welcome to Season 2. Welcome to the Garnet Wager. Begin.
Welcome back to the Garnet Wager. We watched the season 2 finale this week, and we're here to discuss it. The season 2 finale is entitled Finale, I guess, or it's, well, I mean, they don't really title episodes. It's kind of, as with season 1, a series of 3 games, and it's a best of 3 situation. We got our boy Yuan, our boy Songmin, and all the friends are back. Six, this is a very long episode. This is almost a 2-hour finale. What did you think of the episode in general?
In general, I liked this episode. I feel like it had a better... It had some ups and downs. It had some things we'll talk about. But in general, because it was a 2-1 instead of a 2-0, I felt like that really helped the drama and narrative of the episode. I don't know. I have so many thoughts. I have so many thoughts. Maybe you'll help me figure out how I feel.
Hopefully. We can start. We can kind of go in order because I think that it kind of backloads all of the plays because all of the games are played in like the second half of the episode. The first half starts by confirming that we're bringing items back, which, it's fine. I understand why they do it. I think the items are actually used kind of well this episode. And
there's one exception that I just...
Oh, I'm not actually sure which one you're talking about off the top of my head.
We'll get there.
Yeah, sure. The intro, again, just like last season, it kind of made me like a little bit nostalgic. You know, has the spotlights on the two players, and they're in the dark room, and they're like, nice to see you again. Good luck today. We're going to kick ass. Theme song. And Sungmin is dressed like somebody from, like a StarCraft II pro team or something, but it's like a weird jumpsuit with a like woman on the front of it. It's a very mysterious outfit.
Yeah, Sungmin. I'm a fan of Sungmin.
I do.
This is actually a bad look.
it's a little bit too corny on, especially for a finale.
I mean, like, it looks like he's like, okay, here's the wings, and here's, initial shots, you don't see the lady, right? It's like, okay, his hair looks good, the, like, weird wing things on his shirt is weird, and then you get down lower, and you see, like, oh, he's got, like a beta build of a character from Final Fantasy Spirits Within on his chest. What is he doing?
It's a bad 3D render of a woman, yeah.
It doesn't look good.
Jung Hyun, I think, is the one who points out, like, are you from the future? What are you doing? Is this, like, a bit that you're doing? Because Yuan just comes in like, a crisp jacket, like a suit jacket. And he's looking good. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy for him. Briefly just want to say, Yuan's a huge nerd. Like, I forget because of all... I mostly focus on... I've been focusing on the plays that he's done this season. When you get to just, like, have him talk and kind of think, it really just comes out in this midnight hour that... This boy is just a dork. He's kind of awkward. He's kind of like charmingly bashful. He cracks surprisingly easily, but he's also very smart. And everyone else kind of picks up on that at the same time that I was.
If he weren't like both famous and actually good at games, I feel like we would be friends.
You and him would just like hang out.
Yeah, I mean, like, he has the, it feels like, from what I've seen, he has a lot of the personality traits I associate with my friends, which are, like, they, you know, enjoy competition.
Uh-huh.
Self-doubt. Anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just generally, like, awkwardness. Like, okay, yeah, no, that checks out.
Yep.
You totally could, I don't know how good your English is, but you could probably just infiltrate my group of friends, and it would take me a while to figure it out.
I was actually thinking for some reason during this episode what it would be like if I got to meet Sungmin, because we've seen him on TV more than any other player on this show, and I think he knows a decent amount of English. I found some like music video where he was like singing partially in English and it was really weird, but even like, let's just say like, oh, there is no language barrier and I could have a translator next to me. What would you tell him? I would just be like, I'm really like happy for you, and I've heard about all the good things that have happened in your life, and you've brought a lot of people joy, and that's amazing, and like I wish you the best of luck. I feel like that it would be that simple. I wouldn't like know if I were to have a dinner with him, I wouldn't really like know what to ask.
I feel like the problem with Sungmin and like the idea of like having a dinner with him, or even just, you know, saying hi, is I feel like he's such a like, he's been an entertainer for so long,
yeah,
that it's just, it's a level, like, it's hard to get past that mask, I think. I don't think, unless you were his friend and had hung out with him a lot, there's any opportunity you would see the real Sungmin. And so, like, I feel like anything you say, he would be really, like, nice and cool and probably pretty funny.
Yeah.
And then you'd sort of walk away and be like, it feels like that was a hollow interaction.
Yeah, my favorite level from Kingdom Hearts 2, hollow interaction. I kind of feel that. There's like certain celebrities where you hear about them and you're like, I don't know if I'd want to hang out with you, because I just feel like they're, like you said, I'd have to be like good friends with you to get any meaningful conversation out of you.
Just too many walls.
Totally, which is fine. Speaking of celebrities, everybody's back this episode. Jung Hyun is back with a very fresh scarf and sweater combination.
Which, of course, he must have gotten the scarf when he went to go look at the ocean because he was eliminated. And it was like, oh, actually, there's breeze here. It's kind of cold, so he got a scarf.
It's very chilly, and his wife and child, his children were very worried about him. He cracks the fourth wall in half with his foot by just being like, oh, I'm going to come in first. Oh, and then they're going to play track 11 on the soundtrack and, like, names the track. And they're like, yep, that's the song that's playing right now. They're like, dude, dude. He's like, oh, the mysterious music. And it comes in perfectly on time.
Yeah. He's like, what? I was like, it's really been annoying watching this. Why do they always play, like, dumb music when I'm on screen? And they're like, and the subtitles are like, we're doing it again.
We're doing this. Hey, here's the song. You're welcome.
I felt a strong sense of camaraderie with the editor on that one. That was great.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. You can't not do that. Hong Chul is back. I was less thrilled than I expected, but just, like, I've gotten over the sort of, like, rose-colored glasses of my memory of Hong Chul. He's a cool dude. I think he's great. He gained some weight. They make a point about that for some bad reason. The other person that comes in with him is like, damn, you got fat. And he's like, yeah, I gained about, like, you know, 37 pounds. Did the kilograms conversion. It doesn't really show. I mean, he's got like some, he like filled out his cheeks a little bit, but he's still adorable and he's got like a nice hat on. He's having fun. Like, let the guy, he says, like, you know, I had some free time and I was hanging out and I ate good food. Like, what do you want? Fuck you guys. I've seen videos of this guy with a six pack. He can clearly get that back easily.
Yeah. I think it they came close to a line that I would have been fine with, where they were just sort of like being kind of goofy about it, but they did, I feel like they were maybe a little bit too much on the mean side with it. Yeah. And not like, it wasn't terrible, but it was like, this was almost totally fine, because if it's just like, oh, like, hey, like, you know, you were going to be on that modeling thing, but I guess you canceled, and if he was like, yeah, I wanted to have a lot of nice dinners, and they're like, oh, okay, you know, but.
Right. It's, I respect that. I also want to have a bunch of really nice dinners, like, all the time.
Because, yeah, as you say, like, I mean, like, okay, yeah, he clearly has put on some weight. He clearly has a little bit more of a fold-out face. He's still fucking adorable, and as you say, I'm sure he's still a pretty healthy, lucky guy. It's fine.
Oh, goodness. Speaking of lucky guys, Hui Zhang has the luck of coming back onto the show. The subtitles call him an icon of honesty, which is probably the biggest lie I've ever heard. Not to say that he's like a filthy liar, but like, what? Did they just like guess? They're like, I don't know, we need to give him something. Just.
I mean, I assume that some. I mean, you know, like, the way the genius airs, like, earlier episodes of this season have come out, like, lots of them, by the point this was filmed. So I assume that's actually a community thing. I assume the community was like, oh, this boy, like. I mean, I assume, like, what that reads to me as is, like, a nickname that's sort of, like, a backhanded compliment, right? Where it's like, oh, you know, Hui Zhang, you're so honest. You weren't able to successfully scheme in the slightest. Hmm. Like, you know, I don't know.
You didn't even have time to do any scheming because you were gone. So, like, just to jump ahead, like, at the end of the episode, everybody gets their line and he's just like... I don't know, I was on the episode for literally, I was on for one episode, I got nothing, bye. Like, he totally knows that he doesn't have any, like, investment in the game, or, like, he doesn't have, like, a favorite or anything. He's just like, I don't know, I was here and then I was gone, it was awesome. Anyways, bye, see ya. Congratulations. And then, yeah, basically the rest of, like, Team Revenger comes on, which is kind of cool, and they're all, you know, getting congratulated, like, hey, thanks for the almost $1,800.
Yeah. I do want to back up real quick and give a shout out to, so when Hui Zhang was eliminated on episode 1, he was like, I feel like I've learned my lesson, and the lesson is I need to not be so arrogant, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he came back and he wasn't arrogant. I think he really did learn his lesson. I think he really was like, he really was humbled by that experience, and he really did take something away from it.
What do you think he took away from it?
I mean, just to like, to not... I mean, I think he probably had going into the genius like this, like, you know, big man on campus kind of problem, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you know, like a like big guy from a small town, where he's like, oh man, I'm from Keist, and I'm this, you know, super high IQ, and I'm gonna come on here and roll all these bitches, and it was like, no, check your ego at the door, son. And I think I don't know. Learning as we did earlier in this episode that he's going to be in season 3, I'm actually down.
Yeah,
I even think it shows in his outfit, because when he came on episode one, he was wearing like a pretty like a striking outfit, and he was wearing contacts because he wanted to look strong. And here he's like, no, I've got glasses. I'll just wear my glasses.
I'll just be a dork in the back. And and like during all the deliberation stuff, he's just like, oh yeah, those are good plays. Like, this is great. I'm these guys are doing really great work. He's very like quiet and considerate the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also cool that they give people item picks in reverse elimination order. So first eliminated gets first item pick.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you have more options if you left sooner. It doesn't exactly make a gigantic difference because most people like know who they're going to give their item to before the episode.
And also they don't know what item they're picking.
Right. Exactly. So it's not like it's anything strategic to that. It's just kind of like for the sake of politeness, I guess, to the people who are eliminated. Hong Chul gets to deliver Jae Kyung's item for her, which is cute. They get that little part where she's on the video call like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm super busy. Bye. Thank you. I'm going to give this to Hong Chul, and here's who I want to win. Bye. Fighting. And I love her.
I liked one that the contestants got a chance to actually speak to the other players. And I also like that Jae Kyung got her video, because like last time it was just like, Yoram can't be here. Someone else, you know, like Shaman Su will pick for her,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I also just kind of like, I don't know, I liked the tone of that video where she's like, I'm so sorry, I can't make it. I'm too busy being the world's most famous K-pop idol.
I'm too busy doing literally everything else. Get out of here with that.
But I'm so glad Doohee could make it because he's so busy. No, listen, I love Doohee. I'm sorry. I was just trying to pick someone and I picked wrong and I did bad. I'm sorry.
I love our very blue pancake.
That's a great shirt.
Hey, Doohee, do you have any other good shirts? You're going to be on the Genius finale. Yeah, I got this like weird like knitted shirt that just says in faded white letters, very blue pancake. Sure, do it. Love it. Is that a reference to anything? I don't know. I'm a very blue pancake. What else do you want to know? It's like so random. Oh, I love it.
I don't know which would be better, is if he picked it because he was like, this is a weird message and this is fun. Or if he's like, I don't speak English. I'm just going to put some words on my shirt.
Yeah, he sewed his own shirt and just was like, hit random on a dictionary website and got three words in English. Yeah, yeah. I was actually really happy, speaking of like all the people getting items, like how many items Yuan was getting. It seemed at first like he was going to sweep a lot of them. Mm-hmm. It ended up being almost exactly 50-50, and then I think Sungmin got one more. But
No, it was 50-50.
It was 50-50? What turned
it around? Yeah, because the Garnet one?
Oh, yes, you're right.
That was the point where I sent you the message where I went, oh, you're just Jung-hyun, aren't you? Because Jung-hyun forgot that the person with the most garnets gets an item, and I sat there and was like, I bet Alan forgot too.
Wow, extremely hoisted. Wow. It's true. Yeah, well, okay. I'm not going to defend myself here. I liked all this stuff. Like you said, even like having the contestants on the TV like, hey guys, it's your boy. What up, YouTube? What up, gamers? I'm going to tell you all about why I'm the best. And Sungmin's approach is like, you know me, I'm good, we're friends, can I have some items? Come on, I hope I win, it'll be great. And then Yuan's is much more humble, like, guys, I'm gonna do my best, like, please, I could use items. There's like a different, I feel like there's a different tenor from both of them. It's not necessarily the words, it's more just like the feeling coming from both of their little messages.
I was surprisingly unswayed by Sungmin's. Like, I thought, you know, it seemed like that was the kind of thing where he would kill it. But, like, one, he definitely seemed off his game. He definitely seemed kind of uncomfortable and nervous, which is, like, no, fair, given the situation. But then also, there was the part, both of them did this, but from Sungmin, it's a really, he was like, and hey, I'm sure some people may have screwed some other people over, yeah, possibly, but let's just forget about that today. And I, like, they didn't do the shot that an American show would have done, which is cutting to Doohee just like narrowing his eyes.
Yeah, like,
like, mm-hmm, yep, mm-hmm, nope, definitely gonna forgive and forget.
Go on. Yeah, oh man. I thought that whole thing was a little bit weird. I think Songmin's argument is also just like, you guys, if you're going to give, there's not really much I'm going to do right now that'll sway you. If you were going to give me your items at this point, you would. I'm not going to like make any sort of plea. I thought it was weird at first how much of this there was, but like how much of this cast talking and stuff. But at the end of the day, The Genius is about just like people interacting with each other. Like, it is a people's game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard things about season three that are, actually, I mean, we talked about in segment one, like the fact that it's going to be open casting is like, it's not just a celebrity game anymore. It's a people game. It's a mind game, you know, mm-hmm. which I think is great.
It's actually, I actually have a good tidbit because, as you may have known, I competed in a Discord-based Genius org, and they do mimic a lot of the moments and scenes from shows in various ways, right? Like the structure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there at the finals, and, you know, like, we had the moment of basically, you know, the two finalists coming on the TV and being like, hey, give us items, please. And, like, it seems like in the Genius online community, that has become a thing where, like, people sort of, like, coyly are like, well, you know, what do you think about this? And sort of, like, poking them for thoughts, right? Kind of like Junghyun was. And I was just like, hey, so-and-so, I'm going to give my item to you. I really was behind you all the way. And I turned to the other person. I was like, hey, so-and-so, you did great, but I'm going to give the item to the other person. It's just like, Listen, I'm not gonna play like games here. Like, both of you probably knew from the start where my loyalty was because I made it pretty clear. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like being in that position is stressful enough where I don't want to see these people have to kind of like beg for it.
Yeah.
And it feels like that's the only real option they had there. Like, do you think Songmin actually sat there and was like, man, I feel bad about like the way I played this so far? Or do you think Songmin was like, I better seem like I feel bad about how I played things so far?
No, I think he just was, again, he was sort of like firmly okay with what he had done up until that point. It was like, you know what? I played well. I thought I did pretty okay. I tried my best. Some of you like me, some of you don't. Make your decision, you know? Like, I think, because like you said, you don't want to see him be like, hey guys, please, I could really use some guidance right now. Like, that'd be sick.
I'm not... like, if you can't give me an item, like, I just, you know, could you like front me like $50? I gotta get cab home, and it's really gonna be
expensive. Yeah, I wanted to like get a burger and then like get dinner and
we're not gonna be out of here till like 2 a.m and probably Uber is gonna go into like those, like, you know, like high demand Surge rates prices. And like, you know how they get.
Korean Uber, which might just be Uber. They probably have Uber in South Korea. I have no reason to believe they don't.
I'm going to choose to believe that they're less shitty in Korea, because that doesn't seem hard to believe.
They have a Lyft equivalent or less.
Yeah.
I did the math also, because I think I really wanted to know what the stakes truly were. So I did some conversions. The amount that the Revengers gave everyone else was approximately, in 2018 currency, this is like a modern conversion, however million won it was, it's about $1,786. And the final prize of the whole season is about $55,000, which is like a lot. But one of the problems that I was reading a book a long time ago, I'd never finished it, but about like game shows and like cable network shows trying to do gimmicky stuff like this to increase ratings. One of the problems and the reason they don't do that as much as they did in the early aughts is because with like American currency, the only way for that to stay interesting is for the numbers to keep going higher.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point you can't be like, and the winner of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire gets $10 million. It's like, no, we don't have $10 million to give you. That'd be super bad.
Mm-hmm.
So like $55,000 is definitely enough that it's like I would work hard for weeks to get that, but it's not so much that you're like breaking the company's bank, which is smart.
Yeah,
I think
it's like, it's a good balance.
Exactly. We are then shown that this episode we're gonna have three games. We're gonna have Indian Hold'em, we're going to have Quattro, and we're going to have a mystery game. And then we end up starting with Indian Hold'em, rather. So give the kids a breakdown, I guess, of this whole little segment.
So basically, Songmin goes into this. I have to call my boy Songmin out for some straight-up foolishness, basically. But we'll get to that. I don't want to jump the gun. So let's actually describe what happens. So basically, Indian Hold'em rules have not really changed, except for in this case, pairs are also, there's an extra penalty for folding if you have a pair now. And so the game plays out, and it's fairly back and forth at first because Yuan is doing a really great job of, you know, concealing his emotions, not showing his intuition, or not his intuition, his thought process, and Songwin's doing, you know, his best, you know, like intuition slash, you know, like thought reading routine, and the two are just kind of canceling each other out because it's, you know, it's just like Yuan's not giving him anything to work with, so right. It ends up being just straight up real ass poker. Here's the part where I call Songmin out.
Call out post. Here it is.
Songmin was like, I just, you know, like, I felt like he was, you know, gonna be like strong, but like, I felt like I would probably have an advantage in this game, right?
Right.
He's a professional fucking poker player. Have you paid any fucking attention, Songmin? He literally does this for a living.
What are you thinking? He's like, I have a perfect poker face. I know how to read people. I have the eye of the best item. This is going to go great for me. What are you doing? Who are you playing against?
Like, why would you spend your item copy here? Like, call this one a wash. He's a professional poker player.
And as we mentioned earlier, Yuan having that kind of like awkward quietness really works in this game. Mm-hmm. Songmin's like, I'm never taking my eyes off of him, and I'm getting absolutely nothing out of him. And it's as simple as, like, yeah, I didn't put my secret in my eyes. I put my secret in my right hand. I was counting chips with my right hand. It's easy. I did it. Mm-hmm. You've been destroyed.
It's also really great. Like, there's that moment where Yuan's like, I play poker, and I'm used to people, like, staring at my eyes, trying to get a tell from me.
Yeah.
But usually when I look up and see them staring at me, they look away, and Songmin just doesn't. And I don't understand. Songmin just keeps staring. He's like, yeah, I'm trying to read you. What the fuck is up?
It feels like Songmin's play in this, and definitely in Quattro, is just, and I guess in the lie detector game, in all of them, is to just play a consistent game and not crack. Like, it's sort of the slow and steady wins the race thing, and I mean, it pays off for him, but like, Yuan is just trying to find these little outs and these like clever moves, and in this case it super works. Like, he just does not break. He doesn't break his poker face, and it ends up being a bit of a sweep, like a very slow sweep, which I think is cool. Like, he's just putting out two chips, and winning them slowly back because he super knows how to play this game, and it's really great. This is like probably the best Indian Hold'em game. Just because it's like the game at its best. It's a person using their brain really well and doing a little bit of math and kind of figuring it out. It's worth noting, I guess, really briefly that, and the show points this out a couple of times, that's why I do, but neither of these guys slept the night before, which is interesting, both for their ability to like do quick strategy and for their ability to like maintain a face. I thought it was really weird. It showed on them, especially during Indian Hold'em. I was like, ugh, these guys look exhausted. Like, I guess I would be too.
Yo, I would start crying.
Yeah, for sure. By game two and by game three, I'm just like, I don't know how you wouldn't break down immediately. They're holding it together on zero sleep. And after like 11 weeks or whatever, 12 weeks of doing this. And it's really impressive that they're just doing all that. And like, again, can't forget, they're also putting on for the camera a little bit. So imagine coming off of this recording and just being like, just head falls back, a soul falls out of your mouth, and then you fall asleep forever.
Gosh, I've never done that.
Not even once working retail 101. Yeah, and you know, Songmin burns the item copier, like you said, and he says, pros should have a lot of chips, which, like, no. I know what you're thinking, and I'm happy that you felt good about that, but you weren't, this game was not yours to win at all, my guy.
It's like, no, you're right. Yeah, all right. Pros should have a lot of chips. It's very nice of you to donate them to your friend Yuan.
To give him those to him. Yeah, that's really great of you. So Yuan pretty much sweeps this game. It's a really good match. The second one ends up being the mystery game because of how the shuffle works. And we are introduced to, I believe this is a new game, is that correct? Truth Detector is game two. They point out very quickly that this is like kind of perfect for Songmin again. They keep saying that. Every game they're like, oh man, Songmin's got this one. And it's the only time it's like patently untrue is the first one. But, well, sorry.
Well,
yeah.
No, go ahead.
Well, so the basic rules of Truth Detector are that you have to come up with a 4-digit number, and it can be whatever you want, and then each of you gets to ask each other a question, and the other person has to lie about it. They have to answer incorrectly, but they cannot give a lead. It's like you can't do like a leading question. Like, there are rules about the questions and then there are rules about the answers. So you can't say the truth if you're answering. You can't dodge the question and say something else. And you can't say something that's intended to confuse. You have to completely, perfectly lie, which is really it's kind of interesting because it's basically 20 questions. Like, basically. But because you have to lie about it, and they're very rarely binary questions. It's not always like, is it higher than 5? Yes, no. It ends up, there's a decent amount of variation. But this is definitely a game that is played entirely on their scraps of paper. They are just playing math with each other right now. And it's fun. I think it's kind of fun. What did you think about this one?
This game made me mad.
Yeah. Why is that?
And it made me mad for a very specific reason. So Yuan is doing, he's going for the big brain plays, right? Yep. He's like, okay, I'm not gonna do the obvious strategy of gradually narrowing things down. I'm gonna make some dramatic, like, basically some algorithmic based, like,
guesses,
questions to narrow things down faster and do some, like, things that from the outside don't make sense, but go for the big payoff. And it makes it harder for him to form questions. He has to think really hard, right?
Right.
He's so busy doing that that I guess he forgets he has an item that lets him tell the truth once for free, and he could have completely fucked Songmin's game so bad if he'd at one point in the middle of Songmin slowly whittling down the odds, at one point just told the truth, and like it's like he gets one of those for free, Songmin doesn't know which one it's gonna be, he could have thrown off Songmin's entire game plan, Songmin should have never stood a single chance in this game. It should have been impossible for Songmin. But Yuan just didn't fucking think.
It's so unfortunate. Because you know what? I didn't remember that in the moment. But at the end of the episode, I was like, wait, let me go back and think about all the items. I don't feel like we used all the items. And then I went back and I was like, oh my god. You didn't use the best item. What are you doing, Yuan?
He had like a win item. He had such a good item. And then like, you know, as they said, like, oh no, this game really plays to Songmin's strengths. No, it doesn't. Because this game isn't actually about intuition or reading people. It's just about forming good questions. There's no part of this that's like, oh, you know, but like, it's called Truth Detector. And so people are like, oh, Songmin's going to be good at that. But the game isn't actually about detecting truth. The truth is detected for you.
It's about asking the right questions.
It's about playing a game where it is assumed that both players have a portable robotic Songmin to read the truth for them.
Right. Like, the fact that Songmin uses his item, he honestly didn't need to use it, but he uses it to curve a really easy win. Because his strategy, basically, you're talking about like the algorithms and how they both have these like strategies and questions. Yuan's strategy should win him the game in, what is it, like 8 turns or something? Like, not a lot. But it requires a lot of like precise answers and like a little teensy bit of guesswork. Songmin's is like, this is a 16-turn plan. You will 100% get it, but it takes so long to get there that it isn't viable. And he's like, nope, slow and steady wins the race. And like, no, it really shouldn't. It should not be like that. You can't just waste... It's not like he's wasting questions, but his questions are so, like, robotic. And it was so simple that I was, like, able to guess his next question. I'm like, now he's going to ask if it's greater than 6. It's not greater than 6. The answer is 4. All right, that's one digit down. 2 more questions and we'll know the second digit. 2 more and we'll know this one. Like, it's just, there's no, he's not playing a strategy. He just knew he did like the most boring rote, this is the way that you mechanically figure this out, and in the longest amount of time. Yuan had a good play and he was robbed. I'm saying it now.
In fighting games, we have a saying.
Okay.
If you throw out a super and it lands, it was a great read. If you throw out a super and it misses, it was random.
Okay, yeah.
The plan worked, and the reason I think it worked is because both of them knew that neither of them were running on any sleep. So it's like, okay, Yuan's plan relies on doing a lot of complicated math.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm just going to assume he's tired and's going to fuck something up. That seems like what Songmin's plan was to me.
Samuel's plan is like, I barely have to pay attention. He just has to answer these questions, and then I write down all the potential numbers, and I cross out the wrong ones, and it's like, I could do this in my sleep. It's so easy. It's too easy.
I'm just so mad about the items. I'm so mad. I wanted Songbean to win, but I can't just sit there staring at, like, it's like they're playing capture the flag, and both of them are just like, the flag's over there! Just pick up
just
the flag!
Get the flag!
You just win!
You just win the whole game. They're, like, tagging each other and being like, I gotta get him out of jail. Fuck. Just, there's a flag, my guy! It's in the name of the game. Hey, play's not players. Like, even if this is your boy and you want him to win, you still want the game to go well.
Mm-hmm.
It's super embarrassing. It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Songmin wins this game too, really, in just a very frustrating way. He's not the truth detector.
And also, I want to say that this game, even sans items, this game can never be played again.
How so?
Because it is so much a game that relies on being sprung on people and them not having time to prep. If you have any time at all to prep, if you're like a person who's watched The Genius and seen this game, you can just be like, oh, okay, I know how to solve this. I know how to create the algorithm that perfectly wins this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the perfect game and the perfect set of questions, like, this is such a solvable game.
Yep.
I don't know this for a fact, but I bet you if you talk to the Genius community, someone will be like, oh yeah, here's the, like, we talked about it together. Here's the perfect solution to this game.
Let us know, the Genius community, who probably listens to this. Hit me up.
Hi, Reese.
Hello. Thanks for part one. Yeah, totally. Like, it works great as a DM, but also, if season 3 has the public involved, you could just get a Joe off the street who's like, yeah, I figured it out. Hey, what's up, shitlords? I win. Like, it's a bad... It's a game you can... Yeah, it's super not reusable at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then
remember,
I was...
what our surprise game was last season?
What was it?
Kill Hop.
Oh,
What a banger.
What a wonderful...
such a good game.
We should just play Gil Hop after this. Just get our third person to make us a Gil Hop game.
Gil Hop's fun.
It's very good. Gil Hop and the matching game are some of my faves to just like play for funsies. I wrote here, Yoan at the end, like, having all the numbers but the wrong order and then going for two different guesses in a row and being wrong was, like, embarrassing to watch. I, like... face palmed through half of it. I couldn't fucking look at him anymore. I'm like, why are you doing this? Just stop. You've confused yourself. This is like me taking a test where I like box myself into a corner and then I just, you see the forest for the trees. 100%. It's unfortunate. That's all I can say. But we move on. We go on to game 3. This is the big game. And we're playing Quattro Bagina, everybody. Yay!
Hey, it's everybody's favorite. AU pilot.
Quattro never betrayed anybody. Songmin, so they've played Quattro before. Quattro has been a game in this before.
Right, the first DM.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, the like cute moment at the end of the previous of Truth Detector is that Songmin is like, yeah, 1928 was the day that my dad was born, and I love my dad. And you're like, all right, let's go save the sap. I want the sappiness. I do want it. Give me it at the end. We have a game to play. Why is this 2 hours? Let's fucking go. I'm sorry.
There was also the other great moment, the other opposite emotional direction, a great moment, is so game one winds down, right? The Indian poker.
Yeah.
And like it cuts back to the guests and the guests are all just like, oh man, like Yuan rocked him. and Jung Hyun's just like, ah, Songmin. You didn't cut the deck, my man.
Yeah, he's like, they don't even linger on it. Like, usually the narrator or whatever, like, the text in front of the screen, like, comments on jokes where they're just, he just goes like, yep, should have cut the deck. Anyways, next scene. That's a good catch, yeah. Quattro, I'm okay with Quattro. I think it's a pretty fun game. I get it.
And I think this was a better form of Quattro than before. I think this version where it's like pick three people and trade with them is better than you have to trade pick with everyone.
With everyone, yeah, exactly. It's faster also. This...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it ends up just being kind of it's mostly an alliance game. An alliance game sort of the way that like in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I keep bringing this show up. It's like my touchstone for American reality TV, I guess, where you win money. But you can phone a friend in that game and... From my memory, phoning a friend in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is either hey, Bill from second grade, what's the capital of North Carolina? Bill picks up the phone. And then it click the phone, and Regis Philbin's like, well, I guess he doesn't know shit. Next question. Or, and they're like, hi, Janine, my Harvard professor, what's the capital of North Carolina? And she's like, oh, sir. Like, just, you have, like, the most brilliant person in the fucking world. I'm trying to remember what the North capital North, Rally.
Yeah. There is the one exception, however, the one famous exception. There was a gentleman who won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. On the last question, he used phone a friend.
To tell his dad that he was going to win?
Yeah, he was like, hey, Dad, I don't actually need any help. I just want to let you know I'm about to win $1 million.
Yes, I fucking love that guy so much. That's a
pretty dope move.
So, yeah, them having alliances in this is kind of like, I hope you know what you're doing with the number you're going to give me. Please do this right. Please don't fuck me. Please don't fuck me. Mm-hmm. And then for some of them, it goes badly. I don't have a lot of notes about this game. It kind of just happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The one note I have that I want to talk about is, I guess I have two. One is that I feel like everyone played their best because, like, there was some talk at the beginning, which is like, but, like, even if you picked a side, you're going to do the best you can because probably you're going to have to work with these people again on a future show. So you don't want to burn any bridges.
Right, exactly.
And the other moment I have is, so the last pick, like, Yuan's last pick to trade with is Yun Sun. And, like, the game does it suspensefully, but in retrospect, you know that Yun Sun knows she doesn't have what Jin Ho needs, and she's giving him a card that will make him lose.
Right.
And her face in that moment, I saw that face, and I was like, God, you could kill both of these people. If you'd made it here, you would have destroyed either one of them.
Yep.
Well, we deserved Yun Sun in the finals. She would have ate them alive.
For lunch, absolutely.
She would have slept like a baby the night before.
Yeah, totally. Imagine if they just had like a third person who was just like, yeah, I slept. What about it? Like, what? You what? Yeah, I just like took a log like, an 8 hour. I like slept in bed. What? And they're just like the king. Just the god.
I just had, you know, a full English breakfast right before coming here. And then, had a pint just because why not, you know?
Yeah, I went to the gym for like an hour, took a shower and came back. Like, what of it?
Checked on my stocks, you know?
Oh, we're playing the genius? Okay, sure. Yeah, I win all of this. Fuck you guys. They're like, cracking in half, just breaking. Yeah, it's fun stuff. It's theoretically fun stuff. Yeah, I wish it's kind of weird having this one be the final because it's just like, oh, yeah, that did go that way. It do be like that sometimes.
It do.
Songmin won by some alliances. This one, I understand him winning because it's like the right people gave him the right numbers and he formed a quattro and they didn't have to worry about any of their other rules about like probability because Yuan didn't even make a quattro. Done. You did it. You won the game. It's kind of a little... It's almost a sweep. So Songmin does it. He wins the Genius Season 2. Rule breakers. He breaks the rules. I made sure to pay a lot of attention to all of this stuff, like, at the end, because, again, I'm a sap, and I love it when the show, like, tries to go emotional. It was good. I was happy with all the stuff. Songmin says, what is he? He has a lot of lines here. He's crying, first of all, looking at a briefcase full of 55 grand, which I would also super duper do. I didn't find what song was playing here, but they picked a really nice, like, English, like, indie song to, like, kind of have under it. Jung Hyun takes the comedic role and just keeps going in the background, like, I go indeed, which is just like, I believe it means, like, good, like, skilled or cool. I forget what it means in Korean. But he's... Igo is what is used when you're in shock, pain, suffering, or disbelief. Okay, so yeah, he's like, oh yeah, hell yeah. This is awesome. I'm excited that this is happening. The narrator... they do like the montage thing. They do two montages in this episode. One is the beginning, and it's supposed to be like, here's all the times that Yuan and Songmin hung out together, and it's like three shots because they didn't hang out together that much this season. It's like, remember that time that Yuan was on his floor, on his knees in the episode? That was fun. Anyways, let's get into the episode. And then this montage was just like Songmin's best moments. I gotta say, maybe it's like the bleak person in me, but These little montages of like the players right before they get eliminated, especially at the end of the season, feel like a like Oscars in memoriam thing.
Yeah,
it's like here's here's all their best roles, like, and it makes you emotional, like you're seeing someone dead, but then he's like, no, I'm right here. Hi, hello, I'm over here. I won. I'm alive. I don't know if that's just like the editing or something, or what I'm used to, but it was very weird. And then Yuan. Well, actually, yeah, everybody gets their little moment of like, I had fun. I thought Songmin did great. He deserved it. This is great. And then Yuan's like, buy me something nice to eat sometime. God damn it. Anyway. Give me a nice sandwich. Episode ends kind of on that. And yeah, Songmin's very happy. And he's like eating. He's like got confetti on his fucking hair. And it's great. He did it. I like that they don't go too all out. They don't like make a gigantic. It's like, yeah, good. Here's confetti. And we're going to close the door behind us. Let's all go get drinks after this. Bye. So, see you next season.
I just realized something.
What's that?
We're going to have to record a little thing later.
Yeah, what's that?
I've completely forgot to do my homework.
Oh.
I utterly forgot.
Oh, no.
Okay. My homework was, of course, to watch K-pop and build Gunpla, and I just didn't.
This episode's going to go later. I would be happy to
do that. But, yeah. You know what? How about we record this, like, this episode's already gonna be late.
Uh-huh.
How about we just record this over the homework part over the weekend, just drop it separate?
Okay. So yeah, there we are. We did it. We got all the way through another season of The Genius.
We did. And there's a saying, in every meeting of minds, there must be a loser. Alan, it's time to talk about fantasy points.
They're going to be Alan, you introducing the loser, Alan.
So, for this episode, our point totals were, because of Garnets, I mean, this is basically entirely decided by Garnets, right?
Mm-hmm.
For this episode. And then there's our 3x multiplier, so you ended up with -72, and I ended up with +156,
what?
And that's purely on the back of Garnets. If it weren't for Garnets, actually Yuan would have done better because he had more impressive performances in the death matches he won and stuff.
Yes, it's true.
We also had the additional element of Garnets, which after the end of part one, you ended with 11 Garnets and I ended with 12, which were then converted to fantasy points at a ratio of 10 fantasy points for one Garnet, which means you get 110 and I get 120.
Ooh.
You add these two factors to our existing point totals, and for the end of the season, for context, the end of episode 19, you had 166 points, and I had 194.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the overall season,
uh-huh,
not that many episodes later, like 5 episodes later, uh-huh, you have 477 points, and I have 657.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Those points got out of control.
Yeah, that's interesting.
This does mean that I won the Genius Season 2, the Garnet Wager Season 2. I didn't win the Genius.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. You're doing 55 Gs. That's awesome.
I mean, I thought of the fact of how Yuan could have won the whole thing in Game 2, so I sort of won.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, I'm going to... You send me your order. Because,
okay, I get a pizza.
Yeah, as part of our agreement, I'm going to be ordering Six, who lives across a whole country from me, a pizza of your choosing.
Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll talk. You know, we gotta listen. We're both poor.
Yes.
We're gonna make this make sense for us.
I was just thinking earlier we were talking about like ideas about podcasts about like gacha games. This is just like behind the scenes stuff for the listener, but I was like, how cool would it be if like with a gacha podcast, everyone had to spend X amount of money and then like one person was like the whale and they could spend a ton and it's like, what's their experience like? And one person doesn't spend any. And then I was like, we're all fucking poor. No one is going to be like, yeah, $100 on one gacha every couple of months. Like, no. That's not real life.
Yeah. There's absolutely no way. It's a cool idea though.
Right. In theory, if I had infinite money, I still wouldn't do that, but I would do like a lot of
things. I super would. Listen, I've spent some money on girls' frontline.
I gamble. I thought you were going to be like, I'd buy 6 kidneys, and then I'd buy 6 girls' frontline passes or whatever the fuck you buy in that game.
You know, that's a fun fact about kidneys. So I I actually have three kidneys.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And because they don't take them out. And that would continue. Like, sooner or later, I'm going to need a fourth kidney. Mm. And it's going to be a fourth kidney. They're just going to keep packing them in. There is a point, eventually, where they're, like, actually continuing to add them would be dangerous, and we have to take some out. I probably won't live long enough to get there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, like, that would be a while off. But, like, that's, yeah, they just keep packing them in like you're stuffing them like a turkey. Just shove those giblets in there.
I don't want to think about it. I'm, like, imagining a really thick middle six. Nope, I hate it. I super hate it. Enjoy your za. We'll
thank you. Do you want me to give you your homework, your big homework, now, or when we do our homework episode?
Depends. Am I going to need a couple of extra days to do it?
I mean, you've got, like, until the start of the next season to do it. You've got, like, 3 weeks, my friend.
Oh, fuck yeah. Sorry. Lower my voice. No, okay. No, just give it to me during the homework episode.
Okay.
Cool, cool, cool.
Overall, thoughts on the season at large? I have been led to believe that among the genies community, they think this is the worst season.
I think it was less fun than season one, overall. There were more moments where I was like, man. And that's partly because I was expecting more, because I figured shows get better with age. Shows get better when they workshop things and see what works. And I just think that there were a couple things this season that, like, maybe it's just, like, different main matches that I didn't like and different DMs, and the fact that so many of the DMs are just, like, you have a lot of friends, good for you, you win, or, like, mm-hmm. you found the one math cheat, congratulations, you win. Some of that stuff just doesn't feel that fun to me, because I, at the end of the day, want the main matches to be collaborative and the DMs to be strategic.
Yeah.
And when they got away from that this season, it kind of let me down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I totally think that's fair. I think I had a better time this season most of the way, but I think a large part of that was just because I came in pre-bought into the genius and oh, I know what the genius is. I love this, right?
Right, right.
And there was some fun of the journey of discovery in season one, but there was also just familiarly new in this one. I don't know. I was primed to really like season two. And then also, it started off by really leaning heavily on social aspects, which are my favorite part of the genius, right?
Yeah.
And then the season kept going and it never pivoted, I felt like. I mean, like, it leaned so heavily on the social game throughout the whole season.
Yeah.
And in the end, I felt like it made I had a feeling Song Min was going to win from the start.
Yeah.
But seeing that he won largely because the game never challenged his playstyle is really disappointing to me.
What aspect of his playstyle did you not like?
That he nearly always just won based on social play.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want this to be a social game, then, I mean, don't they have another show that's called, like, Social Game or whatever?
Society game. Society. I think that came out later, and yeah, I think it is generally more social than the genius. And I want to watch it. But I feel like it just, they didn't, I want the genius, whoever wins the genius, to have demonstrated, like, a well-rounded set of characteristics. And you don't have to be, like, a genius in every field, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think Jinho's social play in season one was a little lacking. Right. But I think he had great game sense. He had great skill. He had, like, great, like, I don't know. He had a lot of other parts around it. And the fact that his social side was maybe a little bit lacking was okay. But Songmin, it just felt like he just got fairly consistently fortunate with the way the games were structured. And it's a little disappointing that it never really tested him. Like, honestly, the biggest test of Songmin's abilities was that game of Indian Hold'em, which he got destroyed in.
Right.
I actually, as happy as I am for Songmin to win and how much I was looking forward to it, I kind of ended this feeling more impressed by Yuan.
Yeah, DeYuan had one of the greatest arcs of improvement on of the show. Like, to start out and be like, my relationship matters in regards to Jinho and no one else. This is my game. I'm good at a certain number of things, and I don't know how to form alliances or anything else. And then to turn it around in such a way that he got to the top two is incredible.
And, like the episode after I picked him up... no, actually, I'm sorry, I'm misremembering the draft. But still, very early on, like, episode, like, 3 or 4, we just, like... There's a part where he's like, yeah, we see the quick montage of it, but for full context, he's on his knees as the winners walk by, basically being like, please don't kill me, please don't kill me. And he made it to the finals. He got so much better.
Right.
Ah.
Most improved, easily.
I hope he's in the finale season, the All-Stars.
All-Stars, yeah. Like, you know Songmin's gonna be, he has to be. You know Jinho's right. Gonna be, he has to be, but like I wanna see, yeah, him and Kyungran now are like my people who came in second place. But I mean they both came in second place, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both great. Yeah, and now he's like up there with my favorites.
Okay, so 13 people,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
3 seasons.
Right.
That means they're picking more than 2 people a season.
Oh.
Pick 2 more people from this season who you think deserve it.
Deserve it.
Who would you, okay, well, I'm not gonna tell you what your logic should be. That's unfair of me. But what 2 people would you pick?
Yoon Sun?
To join them. And?
I wanna say Jung Hyun. I'm gonna say Jung Hyun, yeah. Hell yeah. Guys, I came back. He's just like carrying a McDonald's cup and it's like, what up? Oh, we're doing this? Fuck. I didn't bring anything. Jung Hyun, we're in the middle of season 4 of this like long running TV show. And he just sweeps. He just like flips the table over and just like wins the whole thing.
I would do Yoon Sun and Do Hee.
Yeah, that was my other. Yeah. Yeah.
And Dai's in the conversation too, but I think she doesn't make it.
Very blue pancake.
Yeah, thanks so much everyone for listening to season 2. It's been a wild, crazy journey. I think we're gonna mix up the rules for season 3, and when the time comes we'll talk about what those are gonna be. We haven't figured it out yet. I think we'll probably do Fantasy Genius again, but we'll change things up because, like, yeah, I mean, like, if nothing else, the way it might be that someone, perhaps a producer on this episode, predicted that the points were going to fucking explode at the end here, but God, they really did.
Mm-hmm.
To a point where it feels like the early episodes didn't really matter. And yeah. That's frustrating.
Also, some other secret bullshit, but that we'll talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess we can just kick it to the plug zone.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll go first. You can listen to me on some other podcasts, one of which is Chat, a television podcast, which is currently on season 6. It's a TV podcast where my friend John and I watch shows 2 episodes a week, and we're currently starting Babylon 5, which I watched the pilot of today, and that show fucking shreds. So check out Chat, CHATZ, online. You can also hear me on Fireside Friends, a currently on hiatus podcast where Ryan, my friend, and my other friend Katie, and I talk about pop culture. And that's at firesidefriends.net. It's a chill, like, kind of hangout show. What about you, Six?
I'm Six Detmar. You can find me at Twitter at SIXDETTMAR. You can also find various podcasts that I do in the bumper. And if you want to know how good those podcasts are, I mean, obviously the bumper demonstrates how good the conversation is, but you want to know how good the editing is?
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't edited this episode down at all, it would be as long as the finale of season 2. But what you're going to hear is not going to be that long. I'm going to make it a little better for you.
Yeah, there's the editing magic.
I also want to give a big shout out to Reese. Constant listener, but this episode producer did a really great job helping us with the first half of this episode with the quiz and the like the trivia and just the, you know, the roster stuff. Always helps us out with preseason stuff and just has been really, really helpful. I think the Garnet Wager would not be the show it is without his help.
Reese, you are my let me make sure I'm getting the
sunshine, point. My only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not
The next part is I can't say because I'm a romantic asexual, so I can't say I love you because I don't.
You can still love someone.
But listen, that's clearly a romantic love.
That's fair. Unshina, the word that means like nice, precious son. That's Reese to me. Cool.
Do you know how old Reese is?
I don't care if Reese is older than me. Reese is my son. Anyways, that is going to do for the Garnet Wager, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, hold on a second. Cue the dramatic music. I'm shaking right now with nervousness. Sick.
Hi.
This should all still be on the recording. I've been wanting to tell you this for almost 13 weeks now.
Did you Jinho me?
I kind of Jinho'd you, but in like a really funny, unfortunate way, yeah.
What?
No. I didn't like win the season. It worked.
Okay.
No. Who's our friend? Other genius. Shane.
Uh huh.
When we talked to Shane back in June, I'm looking at the DMs right now. Yep. I said, Shane, I think I might have looked something up by accident. And he was like, what are you talking about? And then I sent him a screenshot. And I have known about the people who would end up in the top three of the genius since week two. AKA after you picked the winner. So you picked the winner, and then I cheated, and then you still won. I completely cheated the whole season. I was like, yeah, it's going to be Songmin, number one. It's going to be Yeon, number two. And it's going to be Junghyun, number three. I'll just work around that. And I'll make, I'll craft a perfect team. And it just exploded. Like, my first pick, I got eliminated. And it just didn't work out for me. I'm so sorry I hid that from you, but that's true. Wikipedia has, like, detailed notes on, like, who wins which DM in which order. It fucking sucks.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't check Wikipedia anymore, because that happened a little bit on season one for me, and I was just like, no, I don't want to see any of this.
Yeah, I will never do it again, but it kind of just, I just stumbled onto it, and I was like, what am I looking at? Oh, shit, that's the order of the top. Yep, that's the winner of the season. Oh, fuck, Six already picked the winner! What the fuck? And you could tell I kept trying to, like, be like, maybe you could give me Songmin, maybe I could have Yuan, and you just held on to the top two for so fucking long. I'm like, I'm like, pull every week. This has been my like insanity inside of my head. So congratulations, you fucking brilliant motherfucker.
It's time for my confession.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
You had no idea about that?
I had no idea about any of it. I didn't know about that. I didn't know anyone's placement.
Well, good. You did it right. You played the game right.
If you'd won, I would have been so pissed.
Yeah, if I won, I would have felt bad. I would have been like, well, now we have to have a conversation. So I'm kind of okay with losing. I'm like, all right, well, I kind of cheated by accident. So, hey, sorry about that. I just needed to get it out there. Lordy, lordy.
All right. Well, thank you to Shane. just generally.
Yeah.
Shane.
Thanks, Shane.
Thank you for being a pal.
Bye.
Peace.
You're listening to a Scanline Media Network podcast. Check out our other podcasts, like Bottle Crow Reborn. So here's the thing, Nick.
Nobody cares.
No.
It's not about that.
You actually convinced me.
Shit.
The Garnet Wager. And immediately we get Yunji being like, so hang on. Why does everyone call Jinho Kong? And Jinho, like, really circuitously explains because they're making fun of me.
Like, it means bean, but it's all, like, small person, and, like, I'm...
Neutral game.
So, if you're averse to frame data, you can still play the game, and it'll just sometimes take longer to figure some stuff out.
Oops, all anime gaiden. I've known some podcasters with taste, and they're all cowards. Let's talk about today's menu.
Oh my God.
For the Emiya family. Operation Cereal.
Episode 4 was a bit more understandable, but also, I continue to sour on these kids. I think they're dicks.
Okay, that's fair.
And our patron-only podcast, Oops All Anime.
And he has the blessed privilege of getting an invite. He shreds it in front of her, looks her in the eye, like touches
wipes
her face,
a tear off of her eye.
Wipes a tear off her eye and goes, "I'll kill you."
Visit Scanline Media at scanlinemedia.com and our Patreon at patreon.com/scanlinemedia.